Hello, everybody. It's Radio Muncie. From Tucson, Arizona, to Chicago, it's all Buddy Rich. Into high gear here on Thursday evening on Radio Muncie. From just outside of Tucson, Arizona, drummer Buddy Rich and his great band of 1967, with Ray Starling playing piano there and Bobby Shrew on trumpet. And Chicago, that toddle in town, yeah. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time, our last show of the spring season from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. Speaking of Chicago, here's a Chicagoan, Bill Henderson, who recorded with Oscar Peterson and his trio, featuring Ray Brown's bass on a song that Steve Allen wrote.
Pretty mama's in the kitchen this glorious day. Smell the gravy simmering nearly half a mile away. Lady morning glory, I say good morning to you. Chirpy little chickadee told me that my baby was true. Well, she really ran to get a frying pan when she saw me coming. Gonna get a taste before it goes to waste. This honeybee's humming. Mr. Weeping Willow, I'm through with all of my faults. My baby's ready to do the ever new gravy waltz. Pretty mama's in the kitchen this glorious day. Smell the gravy simmering nearly half a mile away. Lady morning glory, I say good morning to you. Chirpy little chickadee told me that my baby was too well. She really ran to get a frying pan when she saw me coming. Gonna get a taste before it goes to waste. It's honeybees I'm in. Mr. Weeping Willow, I'm through with all of my faults. My baby's ready to do the ever new gravy waltz. Man to get frying pan when she saw me coming. Get a taste before it goes to waste. It's honeybees I'm in. Mr. Weeping Willow, I'm through with all of my faults. My baby's ready to do the avenue, baby wants. Yes, my baby, she is ready. I said, baby, she is ready. Uh-huh, baby, I mean, sweetie, she is ready.
The Gravy Waltz. Yeah, Steve Allen's song. And Bill Henderson recorded that with Oscar Peterson's trio. That was Ray Brown playing bass. Bill Henderson had a great career as a jazz singer and as an actor in Hollywood. He passed away just about a month ago. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson here on GLT. You reach me at don@wglt.org. You know I always love to hear from you. Here's something from Ella Fitzgerald.
I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and a deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Ella Fitzgerald, that was one of the first of her songbooks album. She did a whole series of those, salutes to the various composers of jazz songs and mainstream great American songbook songs. In the 1960s through the 1970s, Norman Granz, who founded Verve Records and was also Ella's manager, was behind the whole series. And this was the first time, this was 1961, this was a salute to the music of Harold Arlen. This was the first time Ella Fitzgerald had worked with Billy May, the great arranger and band leader. And Billy put together a big band for her, but also put together a small group for that, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Emil Richards was the guy playing vibes. You know, when I retired from commercial radio about 15 years ago, I wasn't sure what I'd do with my retirement. And this sort of fell into my lap because I'd always wanted to do something like this, and I'd messed around with it a little bit across town at WJBC. And that is to play the music that I grew up with. It's not to say that these songs were popular as I was growing up. Some were popular much later. But many of them were popular much earlier. But still, it was music that was around on the radio when I was coming up. And that's what got me into radio. I wanted to do that. I wanted to play those songs. Now I'm getting a chance to do it for an extended gig on GLT. And I'm having a great time. Last show from Tucson, Arizona for a few months. Be back in the studios on the campus of Illinois State University, the GLT studios, next Thursday night. Here's a song that Errol Garner did at the World's Fair in 1962. And Errol Garner always liked to noodle around on the piano a little bit before getting into the tune. It was to signal to his sidemen what key he was playing in and what the tempo was going to be. And they weren't sure even then what he was going to play. But when he was confident that they had it and they were in sync with him, he'd get right into the melody. And what a melody he played. Errol Garner couldn't read music, but he composed the greatest of all of them, Misty, here on Radio Munson. Benny Goodman's coming up here in a few, but first it's Scotty Morris and Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Getting down with Cab Calloway's song, The Calloway Boogie.
we gonna play for you. Ain't nothing to it and it's easy to do. Call the Callaway Boogie. The Callaway Boogie. It keeps you grooving 24 hours a day. If you like music with the boogie beat, here's a little ditty that's a really alright. It's the Callaway Boogie. The Callaway Boogie. The blues the other day, the cats started swinging and they blew them away with the Callaway Boogie. The Callaway Boogie. It keeps you grooving 24 hours a day. We play waltzes, bebop and jop. This the kind of music gonna keep you alive. It's the Callaway Boogie. The Callaway Boogie. It keeps you grooving 24 hours a day. Some hidey ho, listen up, Jack. Here's the way it goes: hidey, 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 hidey. It keeps you grooving 24 hours a day. Yeah.
That's Benny Goodman's band. Circa 1937, 1938, and Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust. Hoagy had written that song in 1929. It was already an established standard by the late 30s when Benny Goodman's band got a hold of it. Benny's band was one of the best dance bands in the land, but it was a heck of a lot more than that. There was Benny's clarinet with a very young Harry James, who had just got out of his teen years, a tall, skinny Texan who played wonderfully hot trumpet, but he could play those ballads as well, featured in Stardust. And kids loved to dance to the big bands, but occasionally, once the swing era got going, they were content just to stand in front of the bandstand and marvel at the jazz improvisation and the wonderful arrangements that the arrangers were doing, and just listen to some hot music. Such was the case in 1937 when Benny's band was on the bandstand. And these were knowledgeable kids listening to this stuff. They certainly knew, of course, when Benny was taking a solo, but they also appreciated when that new guy, Harry James, played a little trumpet on a song Cole Porter wrote called Riding High. The King of Swing was Riding High in 1937. Yeah, that was a Cole Porter song. And Harry James was a young trumpeter who was making his mark in Harry's band. Harry always had some great soloists, and he would showcase them with the full band. But he was also an innovator, a guy who put a small group out in front of the band to play between sets. Artie Shaw eventually did it with his Grammar C5, and Tommy Dorsey had the Clambake 7. I think that was the name of his small group. It was just the Benny Goodman trio, or quartet, or sextet, depending on how many guys he decided to put out in front of the band. Here's something he did with three guys from his longtime rhythm section. Benny's clarinet and Lionel Hampton on vibes. Very new instrument for jazz in those days. Teddy Wilson, the piano player, and Gene Krupa was the drummer, in a song called I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas. ¶¶ a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, and you ought to see me strut my stuff. Yeah, Benny Goodman's quartet with Lionel Hampton playing vibes and doubling on two-fingered piano with Teddy Wilson and Gene Krupa playing drums with Benny's clarinet here on Radio Munson. Rosemary Clooney didn't record with the Basie Band until 1998, long after Bill Basie's death. Grover Mitchell was leading the band then, and they did a song that Matt Dennis and Tom Adair wrote.
I make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains. I try to give a party, and the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps. Every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before she jumps. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned. I sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. First, my heart thought you could break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. Telegraphed and phoned. I sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye. There was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens. Everything happens. Everything happens to me.
Rosemary. Rosemary Clooney with the Basie Band, 1998. Grover Mitchell was leading the Basie Boys at that point. Speaking of whom, here's a Basie standard done by Mel Torme, Johnny Mandel arrangement.
Blue and sentimental, my dreams are blue dreams. Just won't come true dreams I find. Blue and sentimental, I can't forget you. My heart won't let you out of my mind. It rains all the time since you said goodbye. The skies and my eyes and my heart all cry. Blue and sentimental, if you don't want me, why do you haunt me and keep me feeling blue and sentimental? All the time since you said goodbye. The skies in my eyes and my heart all cry. Blue and sentimental, if you don't want me, why do you haunt me and keep me feeling sentimental?
Hey, dancing is optional on Radio Munson. Go ahead, but I won't dance. Don't ask me.
Thank you.
Peter Herb Holzheimer. And his all-European band. Peter was born in Bucharest and spent most of his professional career leading bands in Germany. And I won't dance. Don't ask me. Don't ask me. Although dancing is optional, there's always that question. Is it okay to get up and dance during Radio Munson? Yeah, it is. But I won't dance. Don't ask me. I think maybe you're on sort of the opposite side of this question. Am I right?
We the people gotta have dancing, plenty of dancing. We the people gotta have rhythm and song. We the people gotta have singing, plenty of swinging. Please the people, and you will never go wrong. We don't give a rap about taxation. Long as legislators give a nation syncopation, we the people have to keep happy, have to keep snappy. We the people gotta have a rhythm and song.
Catherine Russell, and in the midst of a political season in which so many of the people feel abandoned, not listened to. Well, we're an exception here on Radio Munson. We the people got to have some dancing, got to have some song. That's what we're about here on Thursday evenings. Cat Russell, yeah, with Mark Shane playing piano. John Eric Kelso is a guy playing that cornet. And John Aldred on trombone, and Matt Munisteri playing guitar here on Radio Munson. You know, I haven't been promoting my Facebook page for Radio Munson. You go to Facebook.com and check out Radio Munson. There's always some information about the artists whose music we play. Here's a guy who was a pioneer in jazz music. In fact, Jelly Roll Morton would say he was the inventor of jazz. He did do some arrangements and orchestrations, so he was an innovator for sure, but he's probably the main force that brought ragtime music into what now we call jazz. He wrote a song called Jelly Jelly that just sort of sat around and was sung by various African-American groups, particularly for a number of decades. In 1943, Billy Eckstine had left the comfort of being the vocalist for Earl Father Hines and his band that often played in Chicago, and formed his own band. 1943, pickings were a little slim for musicians because the war was on by then. Billy Eckstine not only was a great baritone singer, but he played a couple of instruments, played trumpet and in this case, played trombone. And he recorded a song that he'd recorded actually earlier with Earl Father Hines, but it was a big hit in 1943 for Billy Eckstine and his orchestra. It's called Jelly Jelly.
Hello, baby. I had to call you on the phone. Hello, baby. I had to call you on the phone. 'Cause I feel so lonesome, and daddy wants his baby home. It's a downright rotten, low down, dirty shame. It's a downright rotten, low down, dirty shame. The way you're treating for me, I know I'm not to blame. Jelly, 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 jelly stays on my mind. Jelly, 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 jelly stays on my mind. Jelly roll killed my pappy, it ruined my mommy's store.
Billy Eckstine, 1943, and Billy adapted a song that Jelly Roll Morton had written, and it became Jelly Jelly, and a big hit for Eckstine and his own band, which at the time included Dizzy Gillespie, a little later on, Miles Davis, Charlie Parker was in Eckstine's band, Sarah Vaughan got her professional start in Billy Eckstine's band. Here's another Billy, who's a favorite of mine, Billy May, the great arranger and band leader, came up with Charlie Barnett's band. Later on, played trumpet in Glenn Miller's famous orchestra. But after the war, Billy branched out on his own, had a great career as an arranger and band leader. He was signed by Capitol Records, as was Nelson Riddle, the two best arrangers of their era, both working for Capitol Records. Billy May's band's trademarks were those saxophones, that languid, some would say slurpy saxophone section sound, along with a great brass section. Billy May, I guess I'll have to change my plans. That's Billy May's band, and I guess I'll have to change my plans. Well, my plan was to play Bette Midler, channeling the Boswell sisters. Oh, what the heck, let's go with the plan.
It isn't the paddle, it's not the canoe. It isn't the river or skies that are blue. It isn't the love dreams that bring joy to you. It's the girl. It isn't the Brooklyn that you always wandered to. It isn't the mountain flowers or the morning dew. It isn't the love nest that brings love to you. It's the girl that makes you happy, and it's the girl that makes you blue. You often doubt them. What a lonely world we'll be without them.
That's why
it isn't the songbirds, the songs that they sing. It isn't the sunshine that makes you like spring. So what is this magic that makes love the thing? It's the girl, it's the girl.
Some folks need atmosphere when they're making love. They say Mother Nature makes love burn. Still lovers will complain that they need the shore. If you're a Romeo, you're gonna understand.
It isn't the paddle, it's not the canoe. It isn't the river or skies that are blue. It isn't the love dreams that bring joy to you.
Wherever you go, whatever you do,
it's the girl, it isn't the brook that you wander to. It isn't the mountain, the flowers, or the morning dew. It isn't the loveness that brings love to you. The girl, it's the girl. It's not the places you go, it's not the crowd, it's not the folks you know. So listen, why?
That's Bette Midler, and it was a song the Bozzies did back in 1931, the Boswell Sisters. Yeah. Here on Radio Munson, much more to come tonight. Your fingers snapping okay? Here's Buddy Greco.
Is it an earthquake? Oh, simply a shock. Is it that good turtle soup? Oh, me a little mock. Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time or simply a lark? Is it Granada icy or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? Or is it a long last love? Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it that good turtle soup or is it really the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time or simply a lark? Is it Granada icy or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? That's it.